Noche Angola is known for its three-day, 170-mile bike ride from New Orleans to Angola in order to raise funds for the Cornerstone Builders bus project. They have added another ride this year. This one, which they are calling Spring Break, will be a 10-mile ride to visit four organizations that focus on youth and incarceration throughout the city. We are here in the studio with Nikki Gillis, one of the organizers. Thank you so much, Nikki, for coming and talking with us today about Spring Break.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about Spring Break and why Noche Angola has expanded with this new shorter ride.
Sure. So this is our second year doing a spring ride. Spring Break will be on April 6th on a Saturday. We're really excited to offer a short, family-friendly, kind of more social ride that will be much more accessible for folks. Our normal event is a much longer bike ride, and so we just wanted something that more people can participate in. We're only biking about 10 miles around the city with a few different stops. We're really excited to also have an event in New Orleans where we can bring together a lot of different people, our past bike riders, different organizations that we've worked with, and our supporters over the years, and enjoy doing the ride, learning some about the four important organizations we're fundraising for, and then also have some community building celebration in City Park with music and food. And so we're trying to pull together a lot of different pieces, and I think it's going to be a fun event. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about who the four partnering organizations are?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are working with and fundraising for four different organizations that all do work around fighting mass incarceration in New Orleans, which, as people know, is a really big issue here and affects a lot of families. And all the work that we do is to try to support organizations keeping families together. So Families and Friends of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children is one. The Louisiana Center for Children's Rights, Operation Restoration, and Ubuntu Village. And they each do work in different ways, supporting families and supporting young people in fighting against mass incarceration and the prison school-to-prison pipeline, and trying to support the young folks in our community so that they can stay in our community.
It's great to see organizations supporting other organizations that have similar missions, and that seems to be a core foundation of Noche Angola. Talk to us about how Noche Angola connects with these organizations that you partner with.
Our fall event that we've done since 2011 is a fundraiser for Cornerstone Builders Bus Project. And Cornerstone provides free transportation for family members who have incarcerated loved ones in Angola and several other prisons around the state. And so we've done a longer fall ride for a while every year to raise money to keep these buses running so that people can see their family members and stay connected and have that support network when they get out and have that support network when they're in, of course, too. And for us, we wanted to work with organizations locally in New Orleans to support them as well, who are trying to fight to keep folks from getting pushed into a system of policing and prisons, and to try to support families staying together. So we really wanted to connect to other organizations that are supporting those goals in different ways and highlight their work and educate ourselves about their work.
So there are so many moving parts to this and people that you're bringing together. How does this all work with the organization? How do you make all of this happen?
That is a great question. I think that it's really a labor of love. I feel really grateful and honored that I've gotten to work with Cornerstone and Leo Jackson all these years, and I'm really excited to get to connect with the four local organizations of this year. And I think for me, it just feels like such an honor to get to be up close to and learn from leaders in our community who are fighting against racism and incarceration. And I think people just, you know, eke out whatever time they have away from their families and jobs to make these events happen. And it's always so worth it to see people come together for a good cause.
We have been talking with Nikki Gillis, a Noche Angola organizer, who will be part of their newest ride, Spring Break, which will take place on April 6th. This 10-mile bike ride will visit four organizations that focus on youth and incarceration throughout the city. For more information on the event, you can visit nolatangola.org or vianolavie.org. So thank you, Nikki, so much for coming in and talking with us. This sounds like a wonderful event.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For Nolavie and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.